Vet Voice. We will not back down. I just read the excerpt from former Army Staff Sergeant and Medal of Honor recipient David Bolavia's speech, September. I would encourage all to look up the entire ceremony, along with the speech on YouTube. He should run for office. He is an incredible leader and speaker. George Humphrey, Winthrop Harbor, Illinois. I read this article 3 times, and each time I shed a tear, especially at the last 2 paragraphs. This is my kind of leader. He had me wanting to grab my M1 carbine and head out the door after 21 years active duty and long since retired. What a motivational speaker and leader. God bless him and the USA. Bill Fadeley, Edinburgh, Virginia. The speech by David Bolavia is one of the most powerful, moving, and heartfelt I have read. It eloquently captures the nobility, strength, and courage of all who wear a U.S. military uniform. His observation that there is no political affiliation on our dog tags is particularly relevant considering our nation's current partisan divide. Bolavia's speech should be reprinted and given to every Washington politician and schoolchild in America. Perhaps the American Legion can take on this mission, working through posts to distribute it. Philip J. Brunskill, Mayville, New York. Built to Serve. The article by Stephen B. Brooks on a New Jersey Post's Housing for Homeless Veterans, September, is indicative of the kind of work the American Legion should be doing more of. We spend money on a lot of diverse programs, but this one really means something to the less fortunate who have served. Robert L. Purdom, Seven Valleys, Pennsylvania. The Equality Act. The headline on the Equality Act op-eds in Big Issues, September, shows a bias and a lack of knowledge of the issue. Representative Debbie Lesko is accurate, but she doesn't mention the violation of religious freedom, as well as the imposition on freedom of speech included in additions to the amendment. Herb Flint, Columbus, Ohio. The Equality Act is only the next intrusion of left-leaning activists and LGBTQ adherents to silence churches in general and Christians in particular from expressing their views and beliefs regarding activities the Bible calls an abomination. There are civil rights laws that make it illegal to discriminate against people based on immutable characteristics like age, national origin, ethnicity, and sex. Conflicts galore will occur if gender identity and sexual orientation are allowed to join these characteristics. Court cases have been and are being brought over convictions of belief of business owners' rights to not desecrate those beliefs. The LGBTQ agenda would impose extra rights not allowed the general population. I agree with Representative Debbie Lesko. Sid Kirk, Vancouver, Washington. After going to congress.gov and reviewing the text of H.R. 5, I see no reference to sex change surgeries, hormones, parental consent, or, for that matter, any health care mandates. Lesko's comments are misleading. Daniel A. Napoliello, Peoria, Arizona. Lore of the Legion. The article on Ted Williams, July, brought back memories. I was a pretty good ball player in high school and looked forward to playing in the majors. Upon graduation, I was inducted into the Navy. I had a chance to play with the Great Lakes baseball team, but was sent to the West Coast and shipped out on an attack transport to the South Pacific for 2 years. I'm proud to be an American. Gil Passarella, River Grove, Illinois. The Legion's First Century. I just finished reading my July issue of the magazine and seeing the 100 across the cover, makes me remember that on June 22, 1944, while I was in the military, my uncle signed me up in the American Legion. He did so as my annual birthday present for several years. I am 94 and have been a member of Pike Wagner American Legion Post 2 in Tyndall, South Dakota, for 75 consecutive years, for which I am proud and thankful. Darrell D. Staffhausen, Hermosa, South Dakota. Family Legacy. Great article in the July issue about the American Legion marking the 100th anniversary of the St. Louis Caucus. The attached photo is from a veterans parade there in November 1919. The Legionnaire marching on the flag's right, with his arm in a sling, is Army Corporal Harold C. Roberson, my father. He was wounded in the Meuse-Argonne offensive in September 1918, suffering a gunshot wound to his left elbow and receiving the Purple Heart. My father passed in 1951, but his influence passed to me, Harold C. Roberson, Jr., a retired colonel in the Marine Corps Reserve and Legionnaire. We've kept his memory alive, having a son, Harold C. Roberson III, and a grandson, Harold C. Roberson IV. Another son, Sergeant Gerard Roberson, served 5 years in the Army, and another, Lieutenant Colonel Mark Roberson, is in the Marine Corps Reserve. Harold C. Roberson, Jr., North Conway, New Hampshire. Taking liberties. Space limits my encomiums, but I mustn't fail to applaud Alan Dowd for his insightful review, July. Every American should guard our precious heritage and the liberties that our forefathers enshrined in our Constitution. We must carefully examine the policies often so grandiosely bandied about by politicians in an effort to garner votes. While each section makes, in my opinion, irrefutable points, Dowd's opening paragraph, Land of the Sort of Free, is a succinct compendium of the whole. Legionnaires, I urge you, heed Dowd's final paragraph as a guide and a warning. Chuck Block, Odenton, Maryland. Alan Dowd is right that there is a good deal of government overreach in the regulation of private citizens. But let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater by letting big business run rampant and by ignoring the science of climate change in the process. David Johnson, Ashby, Minnesota. The American Legion magazine welcomes your opinions. Include your hometown and a daytime phone number for verification. All letters published are subject to editing. Due to the volume of mail received, not every letter can be acknowledged. The American Legion Magazine, P.O. Box 1055, Indianapolis, Indiana 46206. Magazine at legion.org.